Good morning, and welcome to the Saturday morning sales meeting on the CBT Automotive Network. And here now, David Lewis.
Good morning. I am David Lewis, and I want to welcome you to today's Saturday morning sales meeting here on the CBT Automotive Network. If you have been in this business for a while, you've probably taken hundreds or even thousands of demonstration drives with your customers. You know, the demonstration drive is meant to be the highlight of your presentation, where the customer falls in love with the vehicle and obviously takes mental ownership that this is the one they want to buy. But how this is usually done actually works against that happening sometimes. Just think about this. If you've spent the last hour with the customer finding a vehicle that appears to be just what they're looking for, you get them seated in the car and tell them to drive it out of the lot and take a right turn. You tell your customer just where you want them to drive, which is your planned demo route for this 5-minute pleasure ride. You tell them where to stop and where to go. You tell them how wonderful the car is and suggest how good it would look sitting in their driveway. You ask about the first trip they plan to take with their new car. You let them know what a deal you're going to give them to get them in the car, and then you go right back to the dealership so you can show them everything the car has to offer before going in to sign all the paperwork on their new car. Isn't that the way most of us have been taught? Well, I have a better idea. Suppose you try this instead on this Saturday morning. Your customer is now seated comfortably in the car, and you're the passenger seat or in the back seat if it's a couple. When the customer asks, "Where do you want me to go?" say this: "Go wherever you want to go. It's up to you. Take all the time you need to experience what this wonderful vehicle has to offer. I'll be glad to answer any questions you have, but in the meantime, just enjoy yourself." Now comes the hard part. You sit still and say nothing throughout the entire drive. Listen closely and observe how the customers react to the vehicle and what they say to each other about what they like or don't like. Don't say anything unless they ask you a question. Soon they may even forget you're there and start talking about everything you need to know to sell them that car. Let them control their time in the car. This is how the silent demo drive speaks. This is how the car sells itself. This is how you can sell more cars and earn a customer's business for life. Look it, stop doing what everybody else does and has been doing. You know why? Because most salespeople only sell 10 to 12 cars per month with the old method of sales. And who wants to be like everyone else? Not me. So give it a try. Have a great Saturday. Have fun, and success will rule your day.